Hey, how are you doing?
Pretty good.
I've got,
I couldn't hear you, but you couldn't hear me. You must have muted me somehow.
I've got your company on the other line. I'm just going to hang up that line. Give me a second. You with me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, so here's a question I have, and I couldn't
sure.
read between the lines to figure this out. Our orders typically require a deposit, and then when they ship the order, we ship the money. Because you don't ever want to ship the money on the front end. So
okay.
if we place an order, say we execute and say we want to do the $120,000 deal, but say we only need $30,000 for the first 90 days.
Okay.
Am I forced to take the whole 120 day one?
No. So your question is, how much, you know, do I, is it an all or nothing scenario, correct?
I guess it just doesn't make sense for me if we're in, just call it a 180-day contract. Just call it 6 months because it's easier for us to do it. I know it's a 12-month deal, but if it works for us, we're either going to pay you off in 6 months or we're going to renegotiate and do it again and refinance or whatever.
Okay.
So we would order our product. And so we would ship 30% with the order. So just say 30% of the 120 or say 100. So it'd be about $30,000 or $40,000. We won't need the other money for 45 to 60 days, maybe
okay.
even 90 days. And then we would, when it comes in, we pay the other. So do we pay, you used a number yesterday that says it's $600 a day or whatever, but is it relegated on the amount we took plus your factor? That's how much you pay a day.
Hold on. So let's take
Did
a look.
Did that make sense? Did that make
yeah.
sense?
Yeah, I understand. I understand. Absolutely. So
okay.
I guess the question.
Yep.
This is fine. It's a very standard question. So I guess the question is this. If we want to do this, the question that's very important to me is, so about how much are you trying to fund right now within the first 6 month time? That's a number I need to make sure I can understand. We're not shortchanging you or overfunding you. So about how much capital do you need in this first 6 months?
We need the 120.
Okay. Oh, so what you're saying is we need to
yes.
take some now and some later.
That's correct.
Okay.
So I only need 30% of it in the first, you know, immediately. And then 60 to 90 days later, I'll need the balance.
Okay. So, on this,
does that make sense, Ruben, or did I throw you a curveball?
No, not a curve at all.
Okay.
Very standard question.
Okay.
What you're asking for is affectionately referred to as concurrent funding. And that means when you're taking a certain loan amount and you have a pre-described period, either 30, 60, or 90 days to access the remaining amount of funding without
yes.
waiting for the renewal. So
that's correct.
Here's how it works.
Okay.
The answer is, yes, there are programs that you'll get concurrent funding on. I can qualify you for them. Why do I think it's not a good idea? Well,
okay.
on this, most of those programs, it's not that our program is better than everyone else's. The standard program is a payback regardless. So you're borrowing a dollar and paying back a dollar 20 or 30 or whatever it may be. Maybe you get a small discount for paying off early, but you're basically paying the full amount back even on a renewal when you're rolling over. With this funding, it does not have concurrent funding. So basically, it's kind of, so it's,
I'm buying it, what you're saying is I'm buying the money for 12 months regardless.
No, I'm not saying that. Absolutely
okay.
not. So what I'm saying is, on this program that goes up, see, the other programs are going to get to like 75. They're not going to accomplish your goals. But let's just say, on this program, whatever you fund, it doesn't function like a line of credit. So if you fund, say, 100 grand, you can't come back for that other 20 until the renewal period, until halfway. But the other question is, do you have to do this over 12 months? Absolutely not. Let me pull up the file and see kind of what your options are. Give me a second. Reimbursed. Give me a second.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Sure. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you fine.
Cool. All right. So, what I can tell you is this. This loan, it's all about cash flow. So if I work backwards, if I do 120, the minimum term is 12. You can do 100 over 9 months. You can do 80 over 7 months. You can do 70 over 6 months. But you're looking for 120 over...
Right. That's okay. Okay. I got you.
Here's what I'd like to do. I don't think it's appropriate to you guys to borrow 120 over 6 months because even though the reason is there, oftentimes it's a very, very short term. Let me give you an idea of what the terms would look like if I can keep the same loan amount on the same program but do it at over 9 months, okay? So if go ahead.
Yeah, I mean you can do a 9 month, but we would probably rather the breathing room for 12 just in case we had problems.
Okay.
You can always plan for the best, but I'm a guy that plans for the worst.
Absolutely. I think you're hitting the nail on the head. At 6 months, your renewal is going to come in, but also keep in mind, we do offer a pretty significant discount for paying off early. So if you guys are knocking out of the park and you say, hey, look, we're just going to pay this all off, you do get a 25% discount on the remaining interest if you want to pay the loan off in full. That's completely your, and that's in part of the contract. You saw that, right?
Yep. So let me ask you a question. How good is this? How long is this approval good for? A week, 2 weeks, a month? What is it good for?
Not a problem. Let's take a look. Give me a second. When are you guys talking with your suppliers right now?
Yeah, and so we're just trying to execute some orders, and so I'm just trying to make some decisions. What's the best decision for us, and then pull that trigger.
Okay. So let's take a look. We underwrite really only one bank account. We don't look at them in combination. So let's take a look. Let's take a look at this real quick. We're aware that there's another account, but we're not combining them. So let me take a look at the bank statements. Come on, computer. You got to hate technology.
Actually, we love it. It's the greatest thing. We're amazed that we do as much as we do.
I'm just saying my computer's not being my friend right now. So
no, that's why that. That's part of the deal. We get so dependent on them that.
So bear with me.
No problem.
Okay. Do you want kind of real answer or sales answer here?
Just a real.
Okay. So I had
you
my
won't
credit
hurt my feelings.
No, I had my credit officer do the approval off the June bank statement. The reason why is that bank statement
had the best numbers in it.
Hold on. Give me a second. Give me a second. So if we look at this, sorry, my system is really annoying me. So if you look at the July statement, the only concern I have is this. the revenues go down to half. So the answer is the approval should be good until the end of the month. However, from my experience...
I got you.
After the home, but after the 15th of the month, credit officers do really revert... They reserve the right to say, hey, look, I want to see this additional bank statement to quote-unquote cover their own butt. So what I would tell you is when I used to be really on the sales side, I'd tell the customer this. Hey, look, I understand you want to wait till the last minute to pay anyone, but sometimes it's better to pull the trigger and not risk anything than wait till the very last minute and potentially risk it. That's just the straight-up answer.
I got it. No, we're big boys. We understand that. And we appreciate you being brutal with honest with us.
It's the best way to do business.
All right, my friend. Thank you very much. We'll get back to you tomorrow and give you a full thing. We got the docs, and I've already pulled the other documents you requested, so I'll fax it back all to you one time.
You can do that or scan email. If you can scan email, it'd be just preferable.
That's what I mean. Okay. That's what I mean when I say fax. I hadn't faxed a document in 10 years.
Okay. Perfect.
All right, my friend. Thank you.
You got it, brother.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.